This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Chinese state television says the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen to 304 as of the end of Saturday. That announcement came after several countries announced strict travel controls on foreigners who have been in China. But as Lisa Schlein reports, the World Health Organization is advising against closing borders.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says closing borders will not keep out the virus.
But the only way to control, to check fever, for example, to identify travel history, to try to monitor who's coming across your border and to see whether they have any signs of infection is through official border crossing points.
China is taking draconian measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City, the epicenter of the disease, and 15 other cities have been quarantined, placing an estimated 50 million people under lockdown. Despite these efforts, the virus continues to spread at a rapid pace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fighting took place across the countryside outside Aleppo, Syria on Saturday as government forces attempted to seize control of a strategic highway that links the capital Damascus with the north of the country. Heavy fighting was reported between Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and the Syrian army in West Aleppo as the HTS tried to advance and to capture some buildings in the area. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported a violent attack by Turkey-backed factions on Syrian government posts in the northeastern rural Aleppo countryside. The Syrian state news agency Sana reported that army units repelled the rebels' attacks west of Aleppo City and continued to target Jabhat al-Nusra and groups affiliated with it. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.